That's a frog.
Well, of course, frog stools are stools, that's all I know. Of course, frog stools are the little thing that grow up after, in low places, practically after a rain.
Mm-hmm. What about mush?
Mush.
Is that the same thing?
Same thing. Some people call frog stools, some call them mushrooms.
Uh-huh. Say if I were asking you about doing something. If you were able to do something, you'd say, sure, I'd do it, sure,
I'd be able to do it for you.
Uh-huh. Or I ask you, can you do that? You'd say, no, I...
No, I can't do it, or yeah, I can do it, or I ain't never did it, but I'll try.
Uh-huh. And I might say, will you do that? And you say, no, I...
No, I'm not going to do that, or I don't do nothing like that.
Or I say, will you? And you say, no, why?
No, I'm not going to do it.
Uh-huh. And say if I ask you if you'll be able to do something like finish this, mending this fence by next Thursday, you'd say, well, I'm not sure, but I'm...
I'll try. If I don't have nothing turn up, I'll try to be there Thursday and fix it for you.
Would you ever say, I might, could do it?
Well, I very seldom say that, but sometimes you say, I might can do it, but the fellow tell you, you might can do something, don't depend on him, because he ain't after coming when you say that. So I just rather say no at the beginning. When I tell you I might, well, I'm just telling you no right then, and you can read between the lines.
Uh-huh.
So I never hardly say it, but some people say, they, I might do can do such and such a thing. Well, I just speak them out right then, but they don't do it.
Yeah. Mm. Say if a boy got a whipping, he'd say, I bet he did something he...
He didn't have no business doing, he did something bad.
Uh-huh. Or you could say, I bet he did something he shouldn't have done.
Something he shouldn't have did, that's why he caught a whipping.
Uh-huh. Or using the word ought, you'd say, I bet he did something he...
Ought not did.
Uh-huh. And the inside part of a cherry, the part that you don't eat, you call that the...
Inside of what?
A cherry.
Or the seeds.
Uh-huh.
Or the... Yeah, seeds in a cherry.
What about in a peach?
That's a kernel. Inside of a peach, that's a kernel. You can't eat a peach kernel.
Uh-huh. What about...
Or the stone, either one. Peach stone or peach kernel.
And then the part inside the stone.
Oh, that would be the heart, that's all I know. That would be the part that would come up if you planted the heart.
Mm-hmm. Now there's one kind of a peach where it's, you have to cut the stone out of it?
Mm-hmm. Well, practically all peaches, you have to cut the stone out of it. I don't know if no peaches grow without a stone in them.
Well, some of them it's real easy to get the...
Oh yeah, that's what they call a
clear stone.
Clear stone is the easy one to get them out. The mother's a little tight one.
Press
stone.
Mm-hmm. And the part of the apple that you don't eat?
Well, the inside, the core, that's the only part you're not supposed to eat. A lot of people don't eat the hull, and that's where the moist the bottom is in the hull.
Mm-hmm.
But the core is the part you can't eat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the inside, which would be the heart of that.
Mm-hmm. And when you cut up apples and dry them, you say you're making...
What is that, Wilma, you mean when you call it?
This thing I have to guess the name. Dried apples. Dried apples, dried apples.
Dried apples. All I know, because we don't never all get them and cut them up more than when you buy them, you buy it like that, and I don't forgot the name of it.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of nuts grow around here?